The new summer action film, Swordfish, stars John Travolta as a renegade secret agent out to steal from government bank accounts in order to finance a personal war against terrorism. Helping him out is a computer hacker played by Hugh Jackman, who was Wolverine in last summer's X-Men, and Halle Berry, who played Storm in X-Men. Berry appears topless in one Swordfish scene in what our film critic Henry Sheehan assumes is an attempt to attract a young male audience. Here's Henry's review.
For years, Hollywood has been claiming, to itself as much as to anyone else, that it makes the best action movies in the world. This is demonstrably false, and laughably so to anyone who has been watching Hong Kong action movies for the last 15 years. Now even the broader American public knows just how phony the claim is after the unbridled commercial success of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which was only a fair example of Asian expertise. To prove their dubious point, Hollywood executives invariably point to how much money these movies make, both in America and abroad. This week's Exhibit A is Swordfish, the saga of a rogue spy who plans to rob the government of some secret bank accounts, both through computer trickery and brute force. This corrupted 007 is played by John Travolta, who seemed to enjoy making a comeback so much that he's been doing everything in his power to make another one necessary. Here, as Maverick spy Gabriel Scheer, he explains the foundations of his evil plans to hero Stanley Jobson, played by up-and-comer Hugh Jackman. Once a co-conspirator, Stanley has blanched at the violence of Gabriel's plan.
You asked who those men were. I'm going to tell you.
I don't care about any of this. All I care about is my daughter.
I'm talking about your daughter. I'm talking about you and your daughter and 200 million other Americans who take their freedoms for granted.
I see.
You don't understand what it takes to protect those freedoms. That's my job, Stanley.
So you and your band of lunatics are really stealing all this money just to protect little old me.
That's right, Stanley. Because wars cost money.
War?
Who are we at war with?
Anyone who impinges on America's freedom, someone must bring their war to them. We've been doing this stuff for years. Our job is to make terrorism so horrific that it becomes unthinkable to attack Americans.
You're not going in over the phone lines. You're going into the bank.
And you're coming with us. In the end, you'll have done your small part in ensuring America's way of life. You're a hero, Stan.
I don't know. It just strikes me that detailing your plans in a sing-song rhythm isn't the way to strike fear into the heart of either your foe or your audience. This cluelessness permeates the entire movie. The filmmakers, led by Dominic Sena, who, like most of the current crop of action directors, is a former commercial and music video director, are so morally obtuse that they don't even know whom it's okay to kill off. The movie begins with a bravura special effects scene incorporating many of the stop-motion computer imaging gimmicks of The Matrix. But rather than base the scene on the death of a bad guy, or the usual sacrificial good guy second banana, the filmmakers begin the fireworks by blowing up a terrified hostage, a young woman who spends her last moments on screen begging and pleading to live. Hot damn, what a blast. More grotesquely for a self-anointed action film, there are only a niggling few big action scenes in the whole movie. Filmmakers have turned to more and more extravagantly computerized effects as their ability to stage and edit a normal action scene has diminished. Remember last summer's Gone in 60 Seconds? It featured a car chase that would have been booed off the screen 20 years ago. So Sena and his crew go almost exclusively with optical and computer tricks. The one natural effect is Halle Berry's topless scene. Playing Gabriel's girl Friday, she decides to have a talk with Stanley in the middle of sunbathing. Anyway, computer gimmickry is expensive, so the filmmakers are forced to limit how much action they can put on screen. The opening action bit is in fact a flash forward to the climax, which by the time we get to it after endless servings of Travolta ham, is quickly replayed and then adorned with a grandiosely awful chase scene. What's really irksome about all this is the implication that the action audience is so docile and dumb that they'll pay up to see trash like this no matter how much it stinks. Action fans of the world, unite. Stay home and rent a good Hong Kong flick like City on Fire instead.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.